This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so first of all, I wasn't kidding yesterday when I said we really need to come up with a better word than sequestration. Second of all, that being the case, we're just going to call it budget cuts until somebody gets inspired. And third of all, 1 week, people, that's how long we've got until the budget cuts start happening. Ashton Carter is the Deputy Secretary of Defense. He's the guy whose job it is to run the Pentagon day to day and so to find the $46 billion that the military's got to cut between now and the end of the fiscal year at the end of September. Mr. Secretary, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
You were at the White House earlier today, sir, talking about sequestration, I imagine, and a bunch of other things. What kind of odds would you give me on whether this thing's going to happen or not?
Well, the president just said he doesn't rule anything out and is still hopeful. We here in the Department of Defense, unfortunately, are getting ready to execute sequester, which is just one, actually, of the budget catastrophes that are upon us.
Okay, so I imagine you have a manual that tells you how you're going to do what you have to do to find these cuts.
There is no manual. I don't think anybody's ever done anything this way, and for a very good reason, which is it's a really dumb way to do things. We've cut our budget before. We did last year, but we didn't do it the sequester way. We had a chance to do it strategically and to ask the right question, which is, what does the country need?
I want to make sure I understand you here, Mr. Secretary. You are calling the Congress of the United States and the President of the United States, your boss a couple of steps removed, stupid.
Well, the mechanism is stupid. I don't want to call it.
Right.
I certainly don't want to call my boss stupid or anybody in Congress. It's not that.
All right. So how do you do it then? I mean, how do you sit down and say you lose 10%, you lose 8.5%, you lose 14,000 people, and you lose an aircraft carrier?
Let's take the accounts that fund training. In the case of the Army, for example, it's halfway through the year, and the Army has to make up a 30% cut. It means that you have to trim back training now to only that which is essential to prepare the troops to go to Afghanistan. All the rest of the Army, you can't train because you don't have any money.
You know how you hear in business news stories all the time, and we've been hearing this for a couple of years now, how businesses and corporations hate uncertainty, right? They don't know what to do. Explain to me how that affects you. You know, the 19-year-old seaman waiting to deploy on the Lincoln who really can't, or the 37-year-old Army lieutenant colonel. I mean, how does that play out?
Well, it certainly plays out on morale. It plays out on their family. And very worryingly to me, it will inevitably play out on their willingness to stay in.
So have you been having conversations, Mr. Secretary, with heads of defense contractors who say, listen,
absolutely.
Ashton, you are out of your mind if you think we're going to keep doing business with you?
Yeah, fortunately, none of them have gone that far
right.
yet, and I hope they don't. But I'll tell you, what you just said will apply to some of them, not the big contractors
right.
who are the prime contractors to us, but subcontractors who don't have the financial resources to live through this kind of turmoil in their marketplace.
You're an unreliable customer.
Exactly.
On the theory that this has already done some damage to preparedness and morale and readiness, how long will it take, once Congress and the president get their act together, for you to undo the damage and get back to where you need to be?
Oh, we would change course immediately if we were relieved of sequestration. However, some of the things that we will be forced to do will have lasting consequences. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn off a program in industry, it may be that by the time you're ready to turn it back on, that business has failed. Or at a minimum, you've driven up the cost structure and you're going to pay more for that weapon system. So it's going to create lasting damage. And finally, Kai, you
mm-hmm.
have to remember the whole world is watching this.
You betcha.
Our friends are watching it, our allies are watching it, and our enemies are watching it as well. And that, too, causes lasting reputational embarrassment, the reputation that this country knows what it's about and can stick with its international commitments.
Ashton Carter is the Deputy Secretary of Defense, the number two guy in that department. He's trying to find $46 billion between now and the end of the fiscal year. Mr. Carter, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.